some didn't like that name. Then they came back with the word black. But I think all of them have their significance, and it all has to do with the times that you are living with,
mm-hmm.
or living in. And I think right now that black has become the more used word, and people rather be called black. But to me, any of them would fit, although I did not live in, well, I guess you could, when I was small, they used to have here signs labeled colored or white. I have mm-hmm. lived in all those times because history seemed, not history repeating itself, but incidences that happened in history back then
mm-hmm.
keep repeating itself in these times. But really, to me, it does not matter what I am being called as a black or Negro, African American. It would really depend upon the individual what he would want to be called.
How old were you when they had the segregated bathrooms and things?
I can remember about the first grade, but I'm quite sure they had them way before then. At different service stations, I can remember vividly having the signs white and colored, and we had stopped to get some gas one time, and I ran. My sister and I were running to the same water fountain, and it just so happened that the colored was on the left and the white was on the right, and she beat me to the one on the left. And I said, well, I'll drink out of this one. And she said, girl, don't you know you're not supposed to drink out of that? That has white up there. I said, I don't care. It's here to drink water. We drank it, and the man didn't say anything. But there are still some places in Marshall, Texas, in 1974, of October the 2nd. There are still white-only signs in washeterias. Here, two of them I know. One on West Green.
They have signs that say white only?
White only. And they had one on South Washington at this washeteria. I don't know if the sign's still there, but it was there not too long ago. And the people that this complex grocery store where my aunt went to wash claims that he doesn't know who owns it. But I'm quite sure he is the owner because he came over and he looked and asked one day, don't you know this is white only? And they replied, well, I am putting white clothes in the washing machine. Is that what you mean? And this one, we had a gray student here by the name of Michael Bell who would always complain, and he never got anything done. He wrote to different federal agencies about this one with Miss Graham, but the white only sign still there for blacks to go and wash.
Mm-hmm.
They won't take it down. And I understand that's against the law, but it's still up there.
What would you call have you ever heard any joking names for blacks or insulting names besides nigger?
None other than people would call them imbecile or dummies, things like that.
What would you call a real light-skinned black?
High yellow.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call them.
Is that an insulting name or is it just neutral?
No. Again, here we're talking about situations. Now, when I was growing up through school, and as you begin to get older, and I'll say about 10 years ago, blacks seem to be prejudiced against blacks, and some of them can be worse than whites. And you began to notice your skin color